It's a genocide. Call it what it is. Ed Miliband is the new foreign secretary.
Yeah.
The statement he made was beyond disappointing, because I got the feeling he'd been written before he'd been appointed, actually, by the foreign office.
Yeah, he basically said that Russian invasion to Ukraine, but when he spoke about Gaza, he described it as Middle East, and then he said, talking about Gaza as like terrible suffering of Gaza. So that's it. That's everything. There's no genocide, no occupation, nothing at all.
Well, if he thinks issue is a conflict between Israel and Palestine, that suggests that there's some kind of war of equals and equal powers.
Exactly.
It's not. It's an occupation of people's land. It's a destruction of people's lives. It's a genocide. Call it what it is. Occupation and genocide.
And he did not mention Israel at all as Israeli genocide, war crimes, the war criminals under the ICC.
I'm a born optimist, but also I'm realistic about what we're going to get out of it. And so that means we've got to up the pressure even more. But think about it another way. For all the horrors of what's happened in Gaza, it has provoked a lot of silence amongst governments that should have been very loud in their condemnation of it. But in some places, it has produced interesting, very powerful working class responses. Dockers in Italy, Spain, refusing to handle ships that are on their way to provide arms to Israel, massive demonstrations all around the world. Public opinion is way ahead of political opinion.